So today we're traveling to Wrightwood, a place many people like to go for recreation, especially during the snow season, but also during the other four seasons of the year, because Wrightwood is nestled in the San Gabriel Mountains off of Interstate 15, and then you have to go on Highway 138, and then you go on the famous Angeles Crest Highway, Highway 2, until you reach Wrightwood Central. The estimated population is 5,177. The region brings tourists from all over the world to enjoy the snow, the Pacific Crest Trail, and Jackson Lake, to name a few. There's 83% white, 1% African American, 1% Native American, 1% Asian, and 11% Hispanic, and 3% other. Their crime grade is only B-. The Serrano Indians, also known as the Mountaineers or the Yuharituam, or the People of the Pines, lived there at first. After Spaniards came to the area, they took the Indians to San Bernardino, taught them their ways and customs in exchange for how they lived in the mountains. They considered themselves self-sufficient, hardy people. They were known to say, "From the day the Creator placed us on Mother Earth, we have lived in harmony with all living things and the spirit world, our connection to the great mystery." Many of the Indians died from smallpox, but were awarded San Manuel Reservation and now reside there. So very few live in the Wrightwood area. After the Mexicans took over the area, Spaniards left and then followed Nathan and Truman Swartout, where there's a valley named after them. The Mormons who ranched the area left to return to Utah. The Swartout Valley is named after their pioneer time. Afterwards, the Wrights came to have ranches and sell apples. This is how the name Wrightwood came to be. Then the city became a destination for those in Southern California, especially in the winter months when there is snow. I mean, there is so much traffic, you can't even drive. It's crazy. People will park all the way down. In fact, this last year, a snowplow and an emergency vehicle could not get through because people were parked all over. Their motto, popular recreational destination for hiking, snow activities, camping, motorcycling, and more. Can enjoy with families in the San Gabriel Mountains, unwind, and experience the majestic beauty. Father, we pray for the few churches that are in this area, the Community United Methodist, the Hillside Community Church, Our Lady of the Snows Catholic Church, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We pray, God, that they would preach the gospel, and if they're not, that they would come to know you and preach the gospel. We pray, Father, for those that churches that are nearby that some go to in Phelan and other points, that they would work together to pray. We pray for the ministers to pray for the town and the people. We pray for local believers would share their faith with boldness, that lives shackled by drugs or alcohol would be set free, that reformation would begin in the heart of the people, conviction of sin and repentance would lead to transform lives, that the Holy Spirit would come and do that, that intercessors would arise and pray for the city, for its revival and an awakening. We pray for the environmental issues that they face, a drought, if there's not enough snow, and we pray for snow. They have some at the moment. We pray they will have another time of rain and snow over there. We come against the flooding and pray that things happen to protect them from that, and the rock slides and road closures. We pray especially for the safety of the roads. There are many vehicle and motorcycle accidents. We also pray for hikers who get lost or hurt within that area. So we pray, Father, for them to be safe and to use the appropriate things that they need to do to be able to be protected. And Father, we pray for the poverty rate. It's 12%, which is not extreme. The average in California is 15. We pray, Father, though, that it would go down. The poorest are the children. Under 12 to 17 is 20%, 18 to 59, 13%, and children under 6 are 12%. We pray for that people would find jobs where they will get out of poverty and be able to afford their homes. We pray for the crime that occurs every 3 days. Violent crime is C-, property crime B+, other crime C+. The top crime issues are drugs, related and burglary, vehicle theft and vandalism, and theft itself. So we pray that these crimes will decrease. There are 21 cases of COVID as of today. We pray these people will recover from it quickly and that their cases will be at zero. We pray for San Bernardino County and the Wrightwood Community Service Districts that governs this community. And we pray, God, for integrity. We pray for creative ideas on how to help protect the area, to decrease the crime, to increase economic opportunities for those that need jobs. We pray for the areas that are in that place. We pray for the camps that are up Highway 2. For all the camps that are there, we pray that you would help the Mountain High Snow Resort, Mountain Biking, Pacific Crest Trail, Wrightwood Friends of the Library, Wrightwood Historical Society, the Sandbridge Vineyards, and the Wrightwood Art Center do well in their business and be able to share with tourists information and the locals. And then we pray, God, for the camps, the Christian camps, God, that you would use them to bring people to Jesus. It's such a blessing to take time out from the world and rest with no Wi-Fi. And there are quite a few camps there. So we pray, God, you would use them to draw your people unto yourself. We pray that you, Lord, will bring a revival in the people there, an awakening to those that have been maybe on the sidelines. And for those that are lost and need to find you, will actually knock on your door and you will open it and they will now become your children. In Jesus' name.